This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Bird Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
As we head into the 5 o'clock hour in the east, we're continuing to monitor this horrific bridge collapse in Baltimore. The Francis Scott Key Bridge has essentially completely collapsed as a result of a ship striking one of the support pylons of the bridge. It appears the whole thing came crashing down. The video is absolutely unbelievable. We're going to tell you exactly what we know here at the top of this hour. Folks, welcome to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. Wish we were together this morning under a little bit different circumstances from what they're calling now a mass casualty multi-agency incident in Baltimore. And so we're going to bring you up to date here with the very latest of what we know. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. And if you'd like to opine on the program this morning, 949-822-7959 is the number. But what we're looking at right now, this has been developing throughout the morning. We were talking with Denise Simon last hour, and it does appear now that they are dealing with, well, according to reports at this time, and again, the situation is developing. It is changing by the moment, but we understand that there is at least some 20 people that they're looking for or trying to rescue that may be in the water. They're using Coast Guard, of course, has come in. They've also got divers. According to one report, there may have been at least one tractor trailer on the bridge at the time of the collapse. And so this, again, is a very, very serious issue that's happening. We understand that agencies began receiving 911 calls around 1:30 a.m., this from Fox News, that a vessel traveling from Baltimore had struck the bridge, causing it to collapse, as we were saying. Again, we're monitoring this. We understand that there are also very cold temperatures right now in the harbor area there, and this could be as low as 30 degrees Fahrenheit. So we understand, again, this is from the Director of Communications, Baltimore City Fire Department, saying this happened at about 1:30 a.m. with limited visibility. So we are working aggressively considering the environmental temperatures as well as the water temperatures to try to rescue and perhaps recover individuals. It feels like at least about 30 degrees where I am. It could be slightly lower than that, and I'm sure that the water temperature is even colder, and that can pose a concern and risk for our divers, he said. Cartwright says that the teams were working methodically and safely to ensure everyone operating here on the scene is safe and that we're able to make progress without causing adverse harm to anyone else. This coming to us from CNN. The video of this occurrence, as I said, is very, 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 very dramatic, where the ship actually just plows into this bridge, and the whole thing starts to come apart. We understand, too, that they're going to be very interested in trying to ascertain the exact condition of the bridge prior to its collapse. And at the same time, of course, right now, the first and foremost thing is to try to rescue anybody that's there, and that is the first order of business. So we're going to keep you updated throughout this hour as we get more and more information. And again, this is going to bring up, now we heard that there was some visibility, some limited visibility, but the videos that we're seeing and the photos that I'm seeing doesn't look like it is It was terribly hazy or terribly foggy, at least from what we can tell. So this does bring into question, how did this occur? Who was on duty on the bridge of the ship? Were they following some preordained path? Was there a computer system, navigation system, telling the ship where to go? How do you run smack dab into a bridge under fairly good conditions? This is a very, very good question. All these things, of course, are going to be investigated. But as we said, the very first thing that's going to be happening right now is to rescue anyone who is in grave danger. So once again, we'll keep an eye on this. We'll keep monitoring this. We understand that the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and of course, he's the author of the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. We understand this bridge opened in 1977. So in the coming days, we'll learn more about whatever kind of maintenance, inspections, any kinds of refits, any other kinds of infrastructure-related issues might have been part of this bridge's history, and that might shed some light onto the magnitude of what has happened here. But again, it's being called a multi-casualty event, basically. A mass casualty event, as we said. We don't know the exact number of people who were on the bridge at that time. We do know that according to the initial reports right now, or the current reports, that there are some at least 20 people in the water that they were trying to find or trying to rescue. So once again, as I said, we'll keep you up to date. We're going to head out to the first break here in just a moment. When we come back, we'll cover a lot of the other news and the obviously the ongoing issue with Donald Trump that happened on Monday, that reduction in the judgment that came from this fraud trial that he had. Obviously it was reduced. This allows that to head on to appeal, and we'll tell you a little bit about that, plus all the latest of what's happening in Baltimore this morning. So once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you, and we're glad to be with you this morning. Again, we wish it was under a little bit of a different circumstance. When something like this happens, you've got all these first responders, the firefighters, the rescuers, the divers. They all go into action, and they all run towards this terrible tragedy that's happened, and they start doing their job. And we are so proud of them. We're so glad that they are there to come running when we need them. And they're doing their job right now. So they need our prayers and support, too. This is a very difficult and dire situation. Folks, stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
All right, we're getting a little bit more information about the ship and, of course, also about the bridge. If you're not familiar with the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, by the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It's about 5:18 a.m. in the east, and obviously we're still watching the developments on this bridge collapse in Baltimore. We do understand, of course, rescuers are on scene. We have divers on scene. They are trying to ascertain the situation and find whoever they can at this moment in time. Again, the bridge was built in 1977 and, of course, is known as the Key Bridge or the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It is a little bit more than 8,500 feet or 1.2 miles long. Its whole main section is about 1,200 feet, and we understand it was one of the largest continuous truss bridges in the world when it was completed back in 1977. This from NBC News. Now, the New York Post is also reporting this container ship is a Singapore-flagged ship. It's called Dolly. It left Baltimore just after 1 a.m. and was heading to Colombo, Sri Lanka, according to Marine Traffic Maritime Data Platform. And again, this sort of all goes together. About 1:30, we understand this is when a lot of these calls started coming in to authorities. And again, this is along the I-695. Obviously, traffic is going to be rerouted in, from both directions. This is what appears to be on the video that we're seeing, a virtually a complete collapse all together of this ship, and we don't know exactly who was on that bridge at the time. And right now we understand they're looking for at least 20 people in the water. We don't know if that number is going to change. I expect that it would. But again, we're just watching this very, very closely to make sure that we have all the latest updated information for you. But what a, pardon me, what a terrible development. But again, the first responders, firefighters, rescuers, the Coast Guard is involved in this, and they are doing absolutely everything they can, and we'll continue to bring you up to date throughout this hour as soon as we get any other additional information for you. All right, so once again, folks, we're talking this morning. Of course, we've got a big development in the Donald Trump saga, as it were, with that judgment being reduced from essentially $500 million by an appellate panel to $175 million. Donald Trump was overheard to say that he would take care of that with cash at this point, and he's got some 10 days to pony up that money or that bond, as it were. And so he's definitely going to at least be able to go to an appeal. Now, again, we have to ask ourselves, what kind of a country are we living in right now, or at least, I guess, in New York, where it's literally conspired against you to make it such that you can't even go to appeal because the punishment that the judge has imposed makes it impossible for you to actually get over that hurdle so you could even have an appeal that all of us would be entitled to for any other legal reason. Whatever you're convicted of or have a judgment against you, you can go and appeal that. That's at the heart of our system. It's absolutely unconscionable what this judge has done. We've also got the lines lighting up here. We've got Greg in Tampa this morning. Good morning, Greg. You're on the program.
Hey, Kyle. How you been?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to talk about the bridge.
Okay.
Do you know that I have not watched 1 minute of it? I have only gone by your description of what has gone on.
Wow.
Just to throw that out there.
Okay.
You have given a great description of what has gone on that bridge. And I think what you're thinking as far as terrorism, because it goes through everyone's mind. And from what I've heard, this thing hit it pretty much dead center to knock it down. Then you take the name of the bridge, and then you take where did the planes hit, the towers, dead center. So I'm hearing you say it hit pretty much dead center to knock this whole bridge down.
Well, what we're seeing is, yeah, in the middle of the span of the bridge is where you see these big trusses go up, this big sort of the skeleton of the bridge, and it looks like the ship hit one of those central pylons pretty much in the middle of the span, yes.
Yeah, and that's why I'm just going by your description, which has been fabulous, because I haven't had a visual. I've only had an audio of it.
Mm-hmm.
And what it sounds like to me, it seems like it's another transportation secretary mess up, but it sounds like we're going to get a lot of different things thrown out at the papers, like you've been reading, I've been listening to you,
mm-hmm.
and they're already throwing theories out and different things out instead of waiting for the facts and going by that. Mm-hmm. And where did you say this boat was going to?
It was going to Sri Lanka. It left out of Baltimore Harbor, heading towards Colombo, Sri Lanka, we understand.
And I don't know how friendly Sri Lanka is to us, but, you know, it's not like it's going downriver to someplace else. It's leaving the country. So, like I said, they're going to throw a lot of things out, and see what sticks. But the main thing is like you said, where, you know, these people do this for a living. They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And to hit that thing square on, like you said, it may be that the navigation thing was off. It could be anything, but I think I see it like a lot of people right away. Your mind goes to terrorism. Just like I've been telling people, all these trains that were derailing during those few months, Kyle, if you notice, the only part that derailed were the chemical cars. How did that work?
Yeah, interesting.
You see the other cars on the track, nice and neat, but all the chemical cars are all turned over. How did that work?
Good question. Yeah, very interesting indeed.
Yeah, how did that happen? I've been wondering that since, and there was a lot of them, Kyle. If you go back and you look how many train derailments there were, and it's just like the city they blew up. You know, it mm-hmm. happened right there at the town. What's the chance of just the chemical cars that I saw in the overview, just like you did, and yeah. it was all chemical cars that were knocked over? How does that happen right at the foot of the city?
Yeah, good question indeed. Well, Greg in Tampa, I appreciate the call very much, and stay tuned because we're going to continue to see what we find out here as we go through this hour.
I listen every night, and I want to thank you because you give a lot of information, and I really do appreciate that.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Greg. That really is very kind of you. That really means a lot. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir.
Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Greg in Tampa, everybody. Great call. I appreciate the kind words so very, very much. We got James in Clearwater calling us as well. James, we've only got about 30 seconds. If you want to hold over the break, that's fine, too. But we wanted to make sure we get you on this segment.
I'll hold on. It has so much in common with what happened here in Tampa Bay when some adventure came and took out the cars. The bridge going over the towards Manatee, Manatee County.
Okay, absolutely.
Got a plug here. That'll give me a chance to get some water, too.
Sounds good. Well, James, hold on real quick because we're going to head out to the break. And, folks, we are going to be coming back here in just a few minutes or a few short minutes after we take this quick break. I do appreciate the call very much from Greg in Tampa. These kind words really do mean a lot. And we will be talking with James here when we come right back. We're going to get also the latest of what's happening in Baltimore right now, and it's about 5:28 or so, 5:29 in the east. We'll start to see the sun come up here pretty soon, and we'll have a much better idea of what's happening in Baltimore. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, Tuesday edition. We are coming right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. The trial for former President Trump's New York hush money case is set to start next month. Jury selection is scheduled to begin on April 15th, despite defense attempts to postpone or dismiss the case, which were rejected by the judge. An Israeli delegation has canceled its visit to Washington following the U.S. decision not to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced the decision Monday, stating that the resolution failed to include a condition for the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. The National Park Service is being sued for not accepting cash payments at parks across the U.S. Three people filed a lawsuit earlier this month claiming the Park Service is breaking federal law by not accepting cash for entry to various monuments, parks, and historic sites. The trio filed the lawsuit after their cash was rejected in Arizona, Georgia, and New York. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. Through the
shadows. All right, well, what is being called a dire emergency and a mass casualty event continues to unfold in Baltimore this morning after the collapse of the large bridge there, of course, that spans over the harbor, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And I'm telling you, folks, this video is so very, very dramatic. By the way, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. The collapse is very dramatic. Now, of course, there are parts of the either side of the bridge that remain standing because, obviously, the parts of the bridge that lead into the main span. But the assessment of the bridge is going to be a major factor in this. I would not be surprised that they would have to literally start over, but that remains to be seen. One of the other key questions also is going to be what, if they can assess this, what was the condition of the bridge prior to this cargo ship? It's a cargo ship called the Dolly. And it was on its way to Sri Lanka, Singapore-flagged cargo ship that seems to have plowed right into one of the main pylons there. So we're definitely going to find out more about that. And, again, this bridge just came down so very, very quickly. Must have been quite an impact. So, again, those questions start to arise. Who was piloting this vessel? Was it being piloted somehow automatically using some kind of navigational tool? But I'm telling you, in this situation, I wouldn't think you would trust it to something like that. You would have to have a human being actually piloting this thing And that raises a lot of questions. Obviously, the Coast Guard is involved, and they're going to be, I'm sure, wanting to try to preserve everything they can about what the ship was doing, any electronic records may have, and any other kind of surveillance cameras and so forth that would have recorded this incident, leading or helping, aiding in the investigation. But first things first, and that is, you got to get these people that are in harm's way, get them out of the water, if they're in the water, or get them off the bridge. Find them, account for them, and that's the first job, obviously, of the first responders, firefighters, and Coast Guard. And we've got James in Clearwater, who's been waiting, of course, over the break with us this morning. Good morning again, James. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Kyle. This is a reference to what happened here locally in Tampa Bay when the big ship Summit Venture hit the Skyway Bridge and brought it down, at least the one span of it. And they're both of the trestle-type design, although one in Baltimore seems to obviously a lot longer. And if you one in Baltimore, they had four separate pilings to show you how long that thing was, and it pretty much brought down the two sections between them as well as one on the other side of the third one. But the thing that they did here is replace that with a, instead of a trestle, a suspension bridge, where the center, supports coming through the center of the span. And they put big islands around the supports as well, and some rocks and whatever bolsters. Even if a ship were to hit that, they're wide enough into the water, because the superstructure obviously is a lot wider than the hull is. Mm-hmm. And I made allowances for that also. And I think you might consider, or Congress or whoever might consider, going around seeing which bridges are vulnerable according to traffic and start putting those islands in, and this will never happen again. Now, normally what happens, you get a ship really big, you'll have a local pilot come out, meet the ship, get on board, and the local pilot will take command because he knows the bottoms, the currents, and everything else, and to get him into port that way. So that might be something that they'll be looking at here also.
Yeah, I can imagine. But, so
the other thing is the temperature. Oh man, I feel for these people, seriously. I used to be a whitewater rafting guide, professional up in the Northeast, and we would always have to go down first before customers, as early in the year, to make sure there hadn't been any deadfall or any changes. It'd be a danger to running commercial trips through there. And I can remember going down with a full wetsuit, hood, gloves, booties.
Oh, wow.
And we saw snow coming down, ice on the paddles, whatever else, if you kept them out too long. And I got bounced. And people think of wetsuits, oh, nice, cushy, and everything else keeps you warm. Well, it keeps you warm after you warm up the water that's against your body, and that holds the water in place. But until that, you're lying on an ice cube for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went in then, the first thing you do is just lock up. And you know, because of the cold. And then you make your moms go, come on, let's swim towards Raft now. And it's like super mm-hmm. effort. These guys aren't equipped with that even. And any more than 15, 20 minutes, hypothermia is going to take over, and they won't be there. So it could be that, you know, it's cold enough that their brain slows down enough that they can revive them. It's been known to happen. Maybe somehow trapping the bulb in the car for give a few more minutes, but it doesn't look good.
I mean, this is, again, just a horrible tragedy that's occurred, and you're right. I mean, as a diver and everything, too, I mean, the whole thing is dangerous, but if you don't have a wetsuit or the other equipment and so forth, you're right. And we understand it's about 30 degrees in Baltimore right now. The water's got to be much colder than that, it would seem, or at least to be it's so incredibly cold that you couldn't survive.
Yeah, sometimes it's warm, but it depends, because salt water can be actually a big difference between fresh and salt as far as their temperature variance. But anyway, I thought I'd just get a little background here and what happened here and what we did to keep it from happening in the future, and maybe the DOT and whoever, Buttigieg, I don't give them any hope or anything like that, but the next administration, maybe they can work out some programs to see about making things safer that way all around the country.
Indeed. Indeed.
That's just a suggestion on my part.
Well, James in Clearwater, I appreciate the call very much. Incredibly informative. And, this is just a terrible, terrible thing that's happened, but we appreciate your insight very much.
Okay, Kyle. Keep up the good work. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Take care, James. All right. As I said, very informative call for sure. And I appreciate James's experience and his expertise there. We understand as well that the ship in question here, the Dolly, Singapore flagged, on its way to Colombo, Sri Lanka, is about 300 meters or 984 feet long. It's got a width of about 157 feet. So again, to be able to sort of thread the needle between the pylons of the bridge would be obviously something, as James was talking about, you might want to have a very experienced pilot for any of this kind of navigation because they do know the local area so very well. So all these questions are there right now, and then the next few days as they begin to piece together exactly what happened, then we'll have a much better picture. But certainly the investigation is beginning at this very moment, obviously. But first and foremost is to get those people out of the water or rescued as quickly as is humanly possible. And once again, the temperature there is very, very concerning. Kevin Cartwright, Director of Communications for the Baltimore City Fire Department, was saying that it feels about 30 degrees or so where he was. He says it could be a little bit lower than that. And he said he's sure that the water temperature is even colder at this point. So obviously that is a concern not only for the victims, but also even for the divers going in there. So they have to be very careful in what they do. So, folks, we're going to keep you updated on this as we move through the rest of this hour, especially as we come up to the top of the hour here in just about 20 minutes. It's about 5:42 in the east. And so, once again, we'll be looking for that sun to come up sooner than later here, and hopefully that will allow the rescuers to have a much better idea of what they're dealing with and how they can affect the rescues as quickly as possible. So once again, folks, you're listening to the program here this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number if you want to opine about the about this this ongoing news story that we're having. We're going to check on some of these details here, and then when we come back, we'll give you another full update. And we've got a lot more to talk about right here this morning as we make our way through the Tuesday edition. Stay right there, because there is a lot more to come.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Sunrise in Baltimore is going to be at 6:59 a.m., so that's just a little over an hour from now. And again, the rescuers and the first responders will get a much better idea of what they're dealing with. We're definitely looking at what they're calling a mass casualty event. So this is all hands on deck to make sure that anybody in harm's way here, anybody who's been as a victim in this, is going to hopefully be rescued as quickly as possible. We also understand that authorities are going to be having a press conference at about 7 a.m. Eastern time this morning. So we'll keep you updated on any other details that we receive. If you're just joining us, of course, if you're just waking up, a cargo ship has struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing the vast majority of the bridge to collapse. We understand that there are about 20 people in the water at last report, And obviously, they've got Coast Guard. They've also got divers there. They are doing everything they can to assess the situation and effect rescues as quickly as possible. The ship that literally plowed into the support pylon for the bridge is a Singapore flagged ship on its way to Sri Lanka. It's about almost 1,000 feet long and about 157 feet wide container ship, with a large amount of mass that would have impacted that bridge. We don't know how fast the ship was going. We don't know the other circumstances leading up to it. We only know that it left the harbor or left its port at about 1 o'clock in the morning. About 1:30, we understand, is when this incident occurred and the authorities began to receive the emergency calls. So once again, 7 a.m., there'll be a press conference. We'll know a lot more. But again, what this is being called is a mass casualty event. Is a very serious situation developing right now in Baltimore. And again, it's times like these when, and you know, you do think, and we had Greg in Tampa give us a call this morning, you do think about the idea, could it have been something deliberate? All this will remain to be seen. There's certainly that chance of that, and that has to be ruled out as part of this investigation, because right now we're just working on information that we just know the ship hit the bridge. It is a very unlikely circumstance, because ships pass through this harbor and go into that bridge every day of the week. So to have this something like this happen does beg that question. How did it happen? Could it have been deliberate? Right now, we don't have any evidence one way or the other, so the investigation has to take its course. But of course, you can think of scenarios where somebody could have taken over the ship or in some other way directed this to happen, but the authorities will be able to piece that together. Certainly, there's going to be a lot of data to look at in terms of the ship's own navigational system. They're going to have camera footage that they're going to be able to look at. We understand, though, most of the cameras did go dark around 2:45 a.m., so there's a lot to look at least from the public side. We don't know what might be accessible by the authorities themselves. So once again, we're waiting for more information. And of course, there is a state of emergency that's been declared here as well. And we'll hear more from authorities around 7 a.m. Eastern time. It's about 5:52 Eastern time right now. The sun will come up there again in a little bit more than an hour from now. And we will have a lot more to work with when that does happen. So once again, all we know about this ship, again, is that it's a Singapore-flagged vessel on its way to Sri Lanka. But we don't know anything about the crew. We don't know anything about its other mission, other than it was simply heading for its destination there. But once again, you have a small army of first responders, the Coast Guard, and others doing their very best in some very, very unsafe conditions. Because of the temperature of the water, the environment in general, very, very dangerous indeed. According to one other report that we mentioned just a little while ago, it seemed like there might have been, at least according to reports, now there may have been other cars on the bridge, one would think there probably would have been, but at least one large tractor trailer may have been on the bridge at the time of the collapse. Without a lot of ability to scan the area visually, a lot of this is going to be very hit and miss until there's a time when they are able to have that light that's so very well needed right now in this circumstance. But once again, folks, we're glad that you're there this morning. We wish it would be under some kind of different circumstances, but when something like this happens, and we take note of it here on the program, we try to stay with it, make sure that you have all the information that we can find as we're on the program this morning. We definitely have a lot of other news that has been going on, especially with the Trump decision or reduction in the penalty. That is going to be very significant, because that means that that case will continue on to appeal, and it will actually go on to appeal further than the election, one could quite rightly speculate, I believe. So we're going to wait and see how that, with the impact of that, happens. But once again, folks, 949-822-7959, if you have any kind of insight or question or observation about the bridge collapse in Baltimore this morning. And once again, folks, you know, we do love to get your great messages. I appreciate what Greg in Tampa was saying earlier. It really does make our day, and we do pass on these messages to the others involved with the program, and we appreciate it so very, very much, especially to be having an impact out there as we are. And it just, it really is very, very important to me, very special to me, indeed. So folks, you know, we are here, by the way, six nights a week. We're here 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, and 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. on Saturday morning. So you're always welcome to send us direct messages. You can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to opine or send us a direct message. All right. I think, we've got Todd in Tampa this morning, and I think Todd may have something that he wants to share with us this morning. I'm not so sure it's about the bridge, but we do have 60 seconds with Todd. Go, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen of the American people. Donald, good to see that reduction done over there. The bridge, it's the second bridge. This is on purpose, okay? You don't understand anything about politics. They burnt the bridge down in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is the second bridge. Boom, it's gone down, okay? $678 million of Bezos' ex-wife's money is going to transgender. You ladies better stand up while your girl's getting elbowed by Leroy, who's now Takesha in basketball and volleyball. These people are sick. Do you understand me? The Democrat Party is sick. They just bought off two Republicans to leave the House, okay? Where's the impeachment trial on Joe Biden, the crook? Donald, I heard you on Sebastian Gorka. You should be on every conservative radio station, okay? Charlie Kirk, this one, every single one, to talk to the American people, okay? Get off your ass and let's get to work. The left is coming with everything they got. Let's go, people, and stand up for Jesus. Peace.
All right. Well, there you had 60 seconds approximately with Todd in Tampa. Todd's very fired up. I think a lot of people are fired up as a result of this penalty reduction, basically, this judgment reduction, because it does have major ramifications. You know, in this country, we're supposed to be able to appeal something when a judgment is handed down. And if you actually engineer it such that it can't be appealed, well, people kind of see that as being, shall we say, pretty un-American and, you know, unfair, un-American, however you want to term it. But, folks, thanks for listening to the program this morning. Stay tuned to this station for more information about what's happening in Baltimore. This is going to be unfolding throughout the day. And, of course, we're going to see you tomorrow morning bright and early. But our thoughts and our prayers are for everybody involved in this terrible tragedy right now going on in Baltimore. Take care out there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.